You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Now, the Travelers Championship takes place today. That's the next event on the PGA Tour. Roy McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, co-favorites at BetMGM at 9-1. Patrick Cantlay is 12-1. Sam Burds, Xander Schauffele, both at 18-1. Jordan Spieth at 22-1. Great value there. But what everyone keeps talking about, of course, is the players leaving for the LIV Tour. And Roy McIlroy, more than anyone, has been so outspoken. And this is what he had to say yesterday about Brooks Koepka leaving.
Am I surprised? Yes, because of what he said previously. I think that's why I'm surprised at a lot of these guys, because they say one thing and then they do another. I don't understand that, and I don't know if that's for legal reasons or if they can't. I have no idea. It's pretty duplicitous on their part to say one thing and then do another thing.
You're talking about something you said 2 years ago or a week ago?
The whole way through. Yeah. The whole way through, in public and private.
Well, he wasn't the only one to speak out. Scottie Scheffler was asked about this as well. He has the same management company as Brooks. And Scottie said, hey, I talked with Brooks about this just a week ago about how to help the PGA Tour move forward. Obviously, things have changed.
That was definitely a surprise for me. You know, I was at a function with him last week and definitely wasn't what he had in mind. You know, we were focused on building the PGA Tour and getting the guys that are staying here together and, you know, kind of just having talks and figuring out how we can, you know, help benefit the tour. And so to see Brooks leave was definitely a surprise for us.
So he's definitely more guarded in how he sort of thinks of this going down, and didn't criticize Brooks in the way that Roy did, because Roy has been the guy speaking out more than anyone. But this is not going to go away, Chelsea. And I think the one thing that sets Brooks apart from other golfers who have left is that he essentially lied to everyone's faces. I mean, he's talking to guys in private about it. He's speaking in public to the media about it, and he acts like he doesn't want to ask or answer any questions about the LIV Tour because of this dark cloud that the media is putting over this entire situation by asking questions. But then he goes, like Roy said, this is duplicitous.
Right. I don't think I've ever used the word duplicitous ever in my life. This is the first time of me hearing it, but he's right. And we've seen this with some of the players going to the LIV Tour. A lot of it is how you handle some of the press. Because look at the guys who are getting crucified. Phil Mickelson handled this probably as worse as he probably could. And the way he answered some questions, the way he's handling these press conferences. So Brooks Koepka, like, what are you doing? You knew you were going to the LIV Tour. There is no way that the LIV Tour came up to him with an offer after the U.S. Open. What did he shoot, a 12 over? Like, I'm sure he's been in talks with the LIV Tour since the beginning. Like, I bet when they were handing out initial offers, I'm sure he was one of the first ones. So the fact that he brought this on himself and answered these questions the way that he did in such a defensive matter, like, clearly he could have done this a lot better. So I'm not sure why he did this, but the overarching theme for me is that I think we'll see even more players go, because now that there's not a deadline. I think we'll see more players continue to move to the LIV Tour, especially now that some of these big names have made the jump. And I will say, I feel like we could have seen this coming with Brooks Koepka. His brother's already on the LIV Tour. Mm-hmm. And plus, he's friends with Dustin Johnson. And I just imagine them, like, partying on these yachts with the Saudis. And bottom line, it's hard to turn down $100 million or whatever it was. So not completely surprising. It's just very surprising the manner in which he handled this.
Well, Scheffler continued to speak on this yesterday. And I think like you, most people, it's not necessarily that they're leaving for the tour. It's the fact that they're being a little bit two-faced and saying one thing and doing another. Scheffler himself says ultimately each golfer can do whatever is best for him.
Not much discussion. Definitely on the range, there's a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, if guys are going to want to go, they can leave. And like I said, I'm not going to sit here and judge them for that. It's up to them. They're going to make their decision, and they know what's best for them. I don't know what's best for their lives. And at the end of the day, that's probably, hopefully that's always going to be my position. I don't want to be getting in anybody else's business.
Well, if you're Brooks Koepka, again, the reason why he's getting criticized is because he said one thing, did another. Phil Mickelson didn't handle that the right way from the start, even though he's right in that he wants to balance out the payments to golfers. But the reason why Dustin Johnson didn't get any criticism is because of how he handled it. He made a statement and he left. And people said, okay, well, agree or disagree, that's what you're doing. But he didn't mislead anyone in revealing his intentions like Brooks Koepka did last week when he acted like, oh, there's no way I'd go. And then he does.
Well, I'm not going to say he's gotten zero blowback because I'm sure he's still getting something, but not to the level that we're seeing.
That's what I mean.
Brooks,
yeah.
Koepka, because even people who don't follow sports find this hilarious. The fact that he was so on the other side, it's the same as, remember when Nick Saban said he wasn't going to leave Alabama and then he went to the Dolphins? Like, it's just funny when you see these professional athletes and coaches and whatever just go completely back on their word. So this isn't even a sports thing. This is a human thing that, you know, it just doesn't look good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, not only were the players speaking out about this, Chelsea, but so was PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan, and he wasn't nearly as nice as Scheffler was.
If this is an arms race, and if the only weapons here are dollar bills, the PGA Tour can't compete. The PGA Tour, an American institution, can't compete with a foreign monarchy that is spending billions of dollars in an attempt to buy the game of golf. We welcome good, healthy competition. The LIV Saudi Golf League is not that. It's an irrational threat, one not concerned with the return on investment or true growth of the game.
I think the real danger here, Chelsea, I know, but I do think this is that, look, the PGA Tour is an institution. Okay, it has a legacy that the LIV Tour cannot touch. But also, there's a real possibility that this could erode the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour cannot match the LIV Tour in terms of money. It just can't. It just cannot. End of story. Jay Monahan just said that. We cannot match the money. So there is a real possibility here where we see a weakened game of golf because you've got some of the best players on the LIV Tour and then some of the best players on the PGA Tour, but it takes away from a compelling golf product because ideally you have the best of the best playing together. And I know they could essentially play together at majors, but still, we don't know if majors are still going to allow both golfers in from both tours. That remains to be seen moving forward.
I don't think it's taking away from golf. This is the most interesting thing that we've seen in golf in a long time. When's the last time we spent an entire segment talking about golf without mentioning Tiger Woods? For the first time in a long time, Tiger Woods is not the huge headline, and golf is actually getting some play here. So,
but for the wrong reasons,
whether you like it or not, it's publicity, and golf needs it.
Well, yeah, golf is getting publicity, okay, but it's not. People aren't tuning into the LIV Tour. Nobody's watching.
Are.
Some people are, but not on the whole, their numbers went from one week to the other, like a huge drop. People are watching on YouTube. So yeah, it's great for promotion of the sport. There's no question about that because we're talking about golf, but it's terrible for the actual viewership and people taking an interest in what happens on the course. This is a soap opera. This is good for the golf soap opera where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe Brooks took this money. Ooh, is he going to be playing with Bryson DeChambeau again? What about Phil? What's he doing? So we're all talking about the soap opera. We're not talking about the travelers. We're not talking about on the course. I mentioned the odds once in this segment, once. Why?
Well, because that's what we're talking about. But you talk about the soap opera. Isn't that what makes sports amazing? The storylines, the drama, the personalities clashing, and the other storylines. And you say it takes away from the product. Look at the U.S. Open we just had. That was one of the best tournaments I've seen in a long time. So I don't think it takes away from the drama at all.
Oh, I think it does in a big way. You're going to focus on the drama, but you're not focusing on what's happening on the course because you're so focused on who's playing where, who's getting money. It's good for the sport for a time, but if it becomes too fractured, you've got guys all over the place, then there's no consistency there, and I think ultimately it hurts the sport.
But still, what people are tuning into for the most part, anyways, is the majors, and this is making the majors even better for TV. So I don't think it hurts the PGA Tour. I think it helps it if they play their cards right. And like I said, look at the U.S. Open. That was a great tournament where the storyline wasn't even the competing tours on Sunday. It was the great golf between Will Zalatoris and Matt Fitzpatrick. So like I said, I don't think this is a bad thing at all.
I don't think it's bad right now, but I think the potential could be bad if all of a sudden you're talking about these young golfers like Will Zalatoris and Colin Morikawa. What if three or four of those guys decide, okay, we'll defect, and then you've got some guys who were okay on the PGA Tour, but some of the best golfers in the world are on the LIV Tour. Are you going to tune in on the LIV Tour on a regular basis?
Yes.
You are?
I watched it on YouTube the other day.
Well, you were one of about 28,000 people who did that.
Okay, well, I like golf, and I guarantee you, if you can start betting on it, other people will tune in too.
This is like paying attention to NBA Twitter, but not watching the NBA is what it reminds me of. Because it's like, if you're really into the soap opera, great. But it doesn't necessarily mean you pay more attention to the games unless you really love the sport. I think right now it's good for golf, but long term, I think it could potentially be bad for the sport. But that does remain to be seen.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.